From Mendocino County Public Broadcasting, this is the KZYX News for Wednesday, August 21st. I'm Sarah Reif. Virtual reality, poetry, nature, and wildfire were all part of a showcase at the end of an artist's residency at the North Street Collective in Willits this weekend. Three artists spent 8 weeks at the house with wooden floors and walls of windows, gathering plants, bugs, and ideas. Jessica Mehta was in the front room, next to a poem that was taller than she is. A pair of virtual reality goggles was on a table next to a display of a few of her books, which are written in the familiar dimension. But Mehta's exploring literature in more than just one dimension.
So this is an enormous 8x4 foot print on vinyl. It features my great-great-uncle, Need Wade. And he was a Cherokee legislator. He was called the most dangerous man in Indian country at the time, ultimately killed in a police shootout. It all kind of came together, this entire experience, actually. The poems featured on here, I created an experimental form in 2015. It's called The Antipode. It has roots in reverse poetry and the palindrome, so every poem can be read forward or backward, word by word, instead of line by line, which is the norm with reverse poetry. So a variety of my antipodes are overlaid on top of my great-great-uncle, and the overarching project I've dubbed Redact or Red Act, which obviously in reverse is Act Red, and that is the title poem of a forthcoming book. And that's actually also the kind of poems that you see in the virtual reality component. So when you're in VR, you can see poems in one direction when you look up, and if you turn around and look at the ground, it's reversed. And the VR component came into play because research shows that embodiment in VR permanently increases a person's compassion, empathy, and understanding. So, best case scenario, people will have similar results when reading poetry by Indigenous women. Worst case scenario is people will just read more poetry by Indigenous women. So either way, it's going to work out.
In the next room, printmaker Catherine Kane's press stood beneath a collection of long scroll prints on Japanese paper, with leaves, flowers, thistles, and berries pressed into the weave, creating a colorful three-dimensional illusion. A handmade accordion book with Joy Harjo's poem Remember pressed onto the pages among the flowers and leaves was open to the line about how the wind remembers the origin of the universe.
This one handmade book I completed incorporates a poem by Joy Harjo. And she is the current poet laureate for the United States, a Native American woman. And I featured her poem. It's a poem that I've loved for a while, and I wanted to combine it with the images and drawings that I found here because it's about nature and it's very beautiful.
How did you come to this work?
I've been a printmaker doing drawing and painting for many years, working from plants for many years, and I'd say in the last 3 years, 3 to 4, I've been wanting to incorporate the actual plants to make the images because they make a beautiful matrix. They reproduce their own delicacy really beautifully. So I've been on this series. I've collaborated with another artist who happens to be my mom. And we've showed this work, our work that we made together, but I'm also doing it on my own. And I've been showing it and making it for a while, and I love the foraging and to actually be able to touch the material of nature.
What's next for you at the end of this residency?
Back to my crazy life in San Francisco, where I'm scrounging to teach and to support myself, print for other artists, make my own work, paint and draw. That's basically what I do. All printmaking all the time, really.
On the other end of the room, and spilling into a foyer just off the garden, Christine Carr, who came to Willits from Iowa by way of Virginia, explained her work. She places photoshopped images of burned landscapes into the outlines of maps of California's largest fires, based on CAL FIRE information dating back to 1932.
I've been interested in air pollution and fires for quite some time. Before I came here, I was photographing prescribed burns out in Iowa. So one of the reasons for coming here was my interest in fires in general, and I'm also interested in climate change and the impact that it has. I started reading the list and the data and the information, and just kept thinking about it. And I've been photographing. I take walks every day, and I photograph scenes around town. And then I started asking people about their responses to the fires. And sometimes people will just tell me. They'll just, like, somebody visited, and they brought a map with them just in case they needed to find an escape route. It finally dawned on me to kind of visually show and kind of talk about how destructive they are and how large they are in a visual kind of format that can be not only a visceral but like an immediate effect as well. But the point in the long run is to get the point across about the that these are very destructive fires, and they're happening with more it's more common recently. And that they're getting, it seems to be getting larger and more destructive. So that's the goal. So it's important to have the shapes, and it's important to have the acreage.
North Street Collective Program Director Noel Woodhouse says the next round of artists will be coming to Willits from Germany, Oregon, and the Bay Area.
There's a couple of expectations. One is showing work at the end for a showcase like this. And then we've had a little bit longer stays this year, so we're trying to build a workshop type, more hands-on event for the community in the middle of there somewhere. But other than that, yeah, they're left to explore town and the county and do their work, and it's amazing. Yeah.
For all our local news with photos and more, visit kzyx.org. I'm Sarah Reich.